This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as reports are, Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly knew about 3 weeks ago that Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not going to pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump. Sources telling several news organizations that Mueller told Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein during a meeting at the Justice Department. Mueller's final report, though, does not exonerate Trump on the question of obstruction. It's now against the law to own bump stocks. They are attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. The Justice Department announcing the ban in December. In October of 2017, a gunman had used rifles fitted with bump stocks to kill nearly 60 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
More flooding is threatening Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service says icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas will threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands in those three states already forced from their homes after water broke through levees. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti is being charged for allegedly trying to extort the sports brand Nike, among other crimes. U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman saying that Avenatti threatened to expose alleged information that would damage the company's reputation unless he was paid upwards of $20 million. Prosecutors say he suggested Nike pay him to conduct or to conduct an internal investigation, and for that he would remain silent. Avenatti's also facing federal charges out of California for bank and wire fraud. Avenatti rose to fame as the lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels when she claimed she'd been paid to keep silent about an affair with then-candidate Donald Trump. The father of one of the young victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut is died after killing himself. Newtown police say Jeremy Richmond took his own life yesterday, although the medical examiner's office is still investigating the exact cause of death. And after discussing the risks of breast implants in a two-day meeting, the Food and Drug Administration will make recommendations to define the risks. The FDA's recommendations on the risk of long-term chronic conditions associated with breast implants comes just a day after experts said it's too soon to ban a type of implant that's been linked to a rare type of cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you coming up. An old friend, and I count him as a friend, Ray Comfort. He is such a character, and we're trying to connect with him even now. As some of you may know, I'm on the West Coast because the National Religious Broadcasters is having their annual convention taking place in Anaheim, California. And we're here, and usually when I am at the show, it is pretty much rapid fire. I get 10 minutes with guests, and there's going to be a lot of interviews in the coming days here. But I wanted to talk with Ray, who's also going to be showing up there at NRB, but I wanted to have an extended time an opportunity to talk to him because he's got a new film out that you need to be aware of. It's titled A Woman's Right to Choose, Seven Reasons. And Ray, in his own inimitable style, being the critical thinker and the critical questioner that he is, he is quite provocative and strategic with the questions that he asks. His dry sense of humor sometimes can be a bit disarming in his type of style. And I say disarming because people are sometimes not sure if they should laugh or not. But he's got that entertainment bone built into him and very gifted. And, of course, he and Kirk Cameron, who's been on the show many times, worked together on many, many projects, that have been quite intriguing. And so we're having a little bit of an opportunity. I know it's early for Ray, and so we're trying to get connected with him right now, because Ray, for some of you, you may be aware, he is from Christchurch, New Zealand, and Christchurch has recently been in the news, and of course, most recently with the shooting of Muslims there in a mosque, in two mosques where the shootings took place, and so was looking to talk about him because he said, what people have forgotten and may not be aware of is New Zealand's rich, godly heritage. And so he was going to be able to share that with us and along with this new movie called Seven Reasons. And it all starts with the critical question. When is it okay, to abort a child? Some answers might be that you've got the inconvenience of pregnancy, the incompetence of parents, infant disabilities. Well, it's a woman's body, right? It's not a baby, rape or incest, and she's not ready to be a parent. I can tell you, last night I saw a special screening of the movie that will come out this Friday, the 29th, Abby Johnson's movie called Unplanned, that Planned Parenthood is going nuts over, because it's quite revealing, because it's Abby Johnson's story. She was 8 years as a clinic director for Planned Parenthood, and it chronicles her life as a director and how she initially got involved as a student in college, and went on to graduate. But she believed in the mantra of the day of a woman's right, and what she heard about Planned Parenthood wasn't so much about abortion. What she saw was a group that was activated in promoting women's health. And that was her, kind of entry into the business. And she went on, to become a clinic director and, felt like, abortions was just kind of that, uncomfortable aspect of women's health. And like anything, we can convince ourselves that wrong is right, right is wrong, and this is what she did in the movie. Without giving too much away, I will say that you have to see this movie. It's quite provocative, and you've heard me talk about the Kermit Gosnell movie, and you know that I've taken this movie to churches and been invited to go to churches, because this is the thing that really astounds me when I speak with people who are Christians at churches and go, have you seen the movie? And they go, no, I haven't seen it. I mean, the number of people that have not seen the Gosnell movie is astounding. And I'm concerned that with Unplanned and even with this series that Ray Comfort has been putting out, because he did another incredible series, and he was on and we talked about it, which is called 180. And in fact, you can get more information by going to his website at livingwaters.com. And read about it, and read about Seven Reasons and 180, and 180 was life-altering. And you've heard me draw reference to it, even indirectly, when I shared with you about what happened in Germany. And Ray brings out in 180, he gets people to consider just how precious life is, and is it okay to murder somebody? And so he takes us to World War II Germany. And let's talk post-war here. You've got people walking in, and it's like a Sunday walk in the park. They're walking into one of the concentration camps, and they're chatting it up, and, they're dressed up, and they've got their minks on and different, Sunday go-to-meeting kind of clothes as they walk into the into the concentration camp. And this is something, to Germany's credit that they did, is they really wanted the people to see just what had happened. What had happened in their communities, in their country, and the devastation that had taken place, the annihilation of humanity. Well, the people went in, they're laughing and joking, and they come out, and you can see the change. They came out totally different than they went in. It's devastating, the reality of what had happened. The death, the whole, you can only imagine what they saw. And they didn't see everything because, there'd been a lot of cleanup. They didn't see all the bodies, but they could see that this was a factory of death. And here it is. You had not only Jews, but all the less thans. And this is what happens sometimes that, is lost in translation with the Holocaust. It was an attack on anybody that was considered less than, anybody that was considered on the outs. Yes, the Jews were the focal point of it because they were key, but along with the Jews that were caught in the net of the crosshairs of the Third Reich and one Adolf Hitler and the elites of the time, was that anybody that wasn't, superior or could be considered an elite was less than, and they were easily forgotten and exterminated. And it was absolutely mind-blowing to see the response of these people coming out. In much the same way that I believe that abortion, 60 million babies later, that America is walking through the blood and the devastation, baby parts, that our culture has participated in. And I think it's interesting right now that we're at 60 million, because I'm saying, when is enough enough? Is it 65 million? Is it 70 million? Do we got to get to 100 million? Where finally America says, hey, enough of this devastation, enough of this murdering. You know, now we've got states that are saying, hey, look, it's not good enough that you're killing them in the womb. Hey, even if they're deliberate, we can talk about a post-delivery murder and infanticide. This is what it's all come down to. Anyway, our conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
And we go nonstop, head-to-head with the truth. And this is why I appreciate Ray Comfort so much, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, filmmaker, ministry leader, provocateur, the one who knows what questions to ask that get right to the heart of the matter. Mr. Ray Comfort joins us now. Ray, how are you?
Well, I've never been called a provocateur, but it sounds impressive.
I don't know that you purposely go out to do that, but the questions that you ask can be provocative because, the mainstream media and other outlets are not asking these questions. We see the damage that's being done in our culture, and you're brave enough to call it out in a way that can be a bit disarming just with some simple questions.
Yeah, people don't realize what I'm doing. I'm just imitating Jesus and speaking directly to the human conscience, especially in the issue of abortion. When
yes.
you say to someone, tell me when's it okay to have an abortion, what actually kicks in is the conscience, which is the work of the law written on the heart. The
yes.
conscience says you shall not kill. And so someone with a tender conscience or a conscience that's still got some life will have their inner voice say, it is wrong to kill a baby in the womb. And consequently, we've seen people change their minds in a matter of seconds because of that question on the subject of abortion.
And that's amazing, too, because I was watching the trailer to your newly released movie, and I was telling everybody else earlier that 180 was so just so phenomenal for me. And I've referred to it on many occasions where I want you to know that the impact of 180, and you and I talked about this last time, I've cited examples from that movie because it is so appropriate. And this new movie, A Woman's Right to Choose, 7 Reasons that you're referring to, what I appreciated, the added benefit is that, some people will say, well, millennials, just forget them, they're a lost cause. But you prove how much gold there remains in them, our hills, with these young people when you go to the college campus and you ask them, 7 questions.
Yeah, I found there's a general ignorance right across the country when it comes to abortion. I ask people, do you know how an abortion's done? No, I don't. They give you a pill or something like that. They have no idea that the baby's head is crushed, the arms and legs are pulled off. But my agenda as a Christian when I go to colleges isn't to cause people to become pro-life and change their vote, which is happening on 7 Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But my agenda is to see them saved from hell. We as a church have forgotten that the gospel is the power of God to salvation. That's what we should be proclaiming.
Right.
We're to be salt and light and stand against these social issues, but with the salt aspect, but the light is the most important. Because when I became a Christian, the very second I repented and gave my life to Christ, I became pro-life. I became one man, one woman when it comes to marriage. I became anti-adultery, anti-pornography, anti-anything that offended God, because God had taken his law and written it upon my heart and caused me to walk in his statutes. So
right.
as the church, we've got to proclaim that gospel. We've got to remember the Great Commission. Otherwise, we're just playing around with the branches and not going for the root of the problem. And that's the problem in our nation. We're forsaking God.
Well, Ray, you touch on something significant, and that is that because of what God has given us, I mean, some members of church say, well, Bill, I don't want to hurt anybody's, I don't want to be offensive. Well, Jesus was offensive, to the status quo. And we should not be threatened with these cultural diversions right now. If anything, they're an opportunity begging to hear the gospel message, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely. We're finding something wonderful with our YouTube channel. It's just passed 72 million views. And we walk around our ministry with our mouth open saying, what is going on? 72 million. If we were reaching a million people, we'd be overwhelmed with joy.
Right.
But this is 72 million. And I think what's happening is that people are watching our videos and saying, I'm addicted to this because of one reason. I've got a dog, and I've noticed my dog recognizes other dogs from a distance and will immediately wag his tail. If he sees a cat, he'll just chase it, growl, go crazier. But a dog, he recognizes his own kind, whether it's a Chihuahua or a Great Dane. And I haven't shown him books of what dogs look like. He intuitively knows. Dogs are fascinated by dogs, and
right.
human beings are fascinated to watch other human beings. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
On sporting programs where they swing the camera on the crowd, and you see all these strange and fascinating people, And that's why people watch our videos, because not only are they seeing human beings that fascinate them anyway, intuitively, but they're seeing human beings who are making themselves vulnerable. I ask questions like, do you ever think about your own death? People say, yeah, all the time. Are you afraid of dying? And they say, yeah, I'm terrified. And we're watching people open their hearts to issues that normally aren't spoken about. No one talks about their fear of death, something that people keep to themselves, and it often drives people to suicide. And yet here are people opening up about their beliefs about eternity, about God, about life, about death. And as I mentioned before, my confidence is that the human conscience is on my side. Conscience means with knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone has an intuitive knowledge of God, of right and wrong. They know we're not like the beast. We're made in God's image, and something happens when you pull up that conscience. It's kind of like summoning an ally, a witness to a trial, someone who's going to agree with you and point the accusing finger so that people will come to the foot of the cross knowing they've sinned against God. So as I said, we're delighted and we love it when people go to our channel and spread our movies across the world.
Well, the question that you ask in Seven Questions, is it okay to abort a baby?
Yeah, and that's the one that appeals to conscience. We also speak to the issue of rape. Most people immediately say, oh, no, rape, you can, you know, abort the baby because of rape, because it's a horrible situation. And my question is, why would you kill the child for the crime of the father? And the analogy I use is, they say, look, ma'am, if you saw a woman leave a child in a car on a hot day with the windows up, what would you do? They say, well, I'd run up and I'd smash the window and I'd grab that child and rescue it. I say, would you kill the child? They say, of course not. I say, that's what you're doing when it comes to the issue of rape. The child is completely innocent, and you're saying you would invade the womb and kill the innocent child. And these thoughts are making people think and change their minds. So in Seven Reasons Why, we're seeing people not only change their mind about abortion, but say they're going to vote differently because they've changed their mind.
Exactly.
We want the church to grab that movie and spread it across the world so that people change their minds about abortion and vote differently so we see this horror stopped.
Ray, there's these questions that you ask are important and they're poignant. One especially that is so embedded in a huge lie that, you know, the women's movement has been based upon is it's the woman's body.
Yeah, that really is crazy. And all you have to do with a reasonable person, some people obviously aren't reasonable when it comes to the issue of abortion, but someone who's reasonable, and your tone of voice can help them become reasonable. If you show genuine love and concern for them, they tell me what you believe about abortion, and they do say that. Well, it's a woman's body. So, well, you know, a liver, a lung, a kidney is a part of a woman's body. They are vital organs. But this is a separate entity, a human being, a life made in the image of God. A baby is a gift from God. It's not like a liver or a kidney, as I said.
Right.
And all you have to do is say, look, is it a baby in the womb? If they say yes, then when does it become a baby? Then the heart begins beating. I think 21 days.
Well, less than that, so, I think, Ray. I think it's 7 days.
Less than that,
yeah.
And it sucks its thumb at 9 weeks. And what I do is carry this photo of a baby in the womb that's fully developed and say, look, this is a 9-week child. And I've seen people look at it, tears come to their eyes and say, this is a baby. So I always carry pictures of pro-life pictures with me when I witness to people about this issue.
Well, Ray, we've got to wrap it up. I knew we needed more time, so after NRB, you and I are going to get together and we'll get into more depth on this. And I appreciate all the great work that the organization is doing. Remind everybody where they can go for the information and to donate and help the cause here to get the good word out.
Well, they can watch the trailer at sevenreasonsmovie.com, sevenreasonsmovie.com.
And it's all right there, and it'll connect you with the ministry, and you'll want to download this movie. This is, I think in many ways, Ray, very powerful and life-changing. And again, we're grateful for what you're doing within the body of Christ. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Bayer. You may have heard their new guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association for taking aspirin to prevent heart disease. But do you know what they mean for you? The new guidelines are for the use of aspirin to prevent first heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, also known as primary prevention. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Paul A. Gerbel explains.
Regardless of why you are on aspirin, you shouldn't stop taking aspirin without talking with your doctor. Some people take aspirin because they've already had a heart attack or clot-related stroke. The new guidelines do not change the importance of aspirin for these patients. For them, aspirin could be a life-saving preventative treatment.
In the U.S., aspirin is indicated for secondary prevention. Even if you haven't had a heart attack or stroke, the guidelines still support the use of aspirin for certain individuals based on their personal health risk and doctor's recommendation. Talk to your doctor about whether taking aspirin is right for you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that Attorney General William Barr turn in all of his conclusions regarding the Mueller report on the Russia probe by the 2nd of April. Democrats say just because Mueller and his team found no evidence of collusion doesn't mean President Trump is exonerated.
It was them, in fact, colluding, not us.
The younger Donald Trump says,
"This was the greatest farce ever perpetrated on our democracy."
That's Donald Trump Jr. speaking on Tucker Carlson's program on Fox.
It's a disgrace and it's a stain on our Constitution. We have to fix that.
The Justice Department now says it agrees with a district court ruling in December against the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The DOJ's determination that the court's judgment be affirmed, a big win for the Trump administration, which wants to strike the whole health care law down. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to be reviewing some key findings from a new report on mental health in the workplace. Ready for that? You know, about one in five U.S. adults, 44 million approximately, experience a mental illness in a given year, and one in 25 are living with a serious mental illness that substantially interferes with or limits one or more major life activity. Mental illness is one of the top causes of worker disability in the U.S., and 62% miss work days can be attributed to mental health conditions. Now, the nation's largest employee benefits company, Unum, recently conducted research among 1,850 U.S. employed adults, 500 working adults with a diagnosed mental health issue, and among 268 human resource professionals to better understand how mental health issues impact today's workplace. And here with us to tell us all about is Michelle Jackson. She's the AVP of Market Development with Unum. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you for your time.
Well, no, great to have you and your time and the results of this study that you conducted. So let's talk about a few of the top findings in the mental health report.
Yeah, so we conducted this report, and it was very interesting to find that employee mental health is important. It needs attention in the workplace. Issues are prevalent, and employees need to know about resources. So in the Unum research, we found that 62% of employees say they've experienced a time in the past year where they felt mentally unwell. But the most shocking part was 42% have come to work with suicidal feelings. Wow. This is pretty alarming.
What's going on?
Well, we tend to think, and what the research showed, is that there's a number of triggers that are causing mental health issues. When you look at individuals' own health, they listed finances as one of the top items that causes mental health stress. It could be health of a loved one, personal and family relationships, and job satisfaction ranked right up there. So I think when you couple all of those stressors together, people are having trouble coping, and they are dealing with mental health issues that become evident in the workplace.
You know, Michelle, lately I've been reading a lot about happiness in the workplace and just in general, and it seems that maybe America is not as happy as it once was.
I think you may be onto something there. Happiness, or what we see and how it's termed in the clinical setting, can be the ability to cope or resilience. You've got all these stressors and all of these outside forces that are impacting individuals, and it definitely impacts somebody's well-being as well as their sense of satisfaction and happiness. But this is where the Unum research identified that there are resources available that employees have available to them at the work setting. They're just not familiar with them, and we need to do a better job in the workplace of making sure those resources are highlighted and that employees know about them.
Exactly. Your research indicated 55% of employees said their employer did not have, or they were unsure if their employer had, a specific program, initiative, or policy in place to address mental health issues. And in light of what you just shared with us, this is critical.
It is critical. And the interesting thing is that in that same research, 93% of the HR said they did have programs available. So there's a real gap between what is provided and available and what an employee is aware of.
Mm-hmm.
86% of employers do offer mental health coverage within their medical insurance, but employees just don't know what's available, how to access it, and how to utilize it.
Is it something people just don't want to talk about? Is that what's blocking it?
There is stigma affiliated with it. The Unum research did show that employees feel that there is a social stigma if you acknowledge or admit in the workplace. 61% said they thought there would be stigma if they identified as having a mental health issue. And 51% of HR professionals reported to Unum that they felt the same way. But it's important for us as a society and as employers to start having those conversations, to start talking about it more openly in the workplace, and to start bringing it out to where individuals feel safe and supported to acknowledge that they may need some support and help with their mental health.
These numbers indicate that it's pretty much out there. I mean, it's pervasive. And, you know, it's interesting that we have the tools to address it. So we've got to find some way to, bridge the gap here. And as you say, offer a safe place for people in the workplace, because, gosh, with these kind of numbers, I mean, almost a predominant number of employees are dealing with mental issues of some sort.
It is. It is. And for Unum, we see one in five of our top disabling conditions is mental health. So it's also stopping people from working, which is very troubling. But employees have access to what's called an EAP, or an employee assistance program, that is really that first step resource to help them through many of the challenges. But there's also advances being made right now with telebehavioral health, which is like telemedicine for mental health conditions. That fixes the access issue. And then you're seeing a rise in app-based services. Mm-hmm. So you can go on, get an application on your phone, and do some self-directed or coaching-based resources that will help you through. But again, it is about awareness and engagement and making sure that employees know what their employer has and that they're feeling safe and supported to access the resources that they need.
Michelle, I got to tell you, one of the quickest things to make somebody unhappy, I found, and unfulfilled, is any
anything that would get in the way and hinder them from being productive. Because when people go to work, they want to feel like, look, I've accomplished something today. And I often find that that correlates happiness with the level of productivity. And if that's being hindered, like what we're talking about today, it's no wonder they're not, you know, happy campers around here.
Yeah, I think you're on to something. One of the key triggers that we found in the Unum research was job satisfaction, was something that contributed to their mental health issues. And job satisfaction is directly related to feeling productive and feeling valued.
Right.
And I think in today's world where you've got those expectations at work, where you want to perform well, as well as producing good work, it can be really frustrating if you do not feel like you're doing that.
Exactly. What about finances? A top concern for many families as well?
It is. It was the number two item that would trigger mental health issues. Finances are huge. And with Unum's research around how much working adults have saved, we identified that the average working adult has less than $1,000 in savings and could not last longer than 3 months if they were unable to work. So we're a disability company. You know, we tend to focus on not being able to work. And if you were disabled due to a mental health issue or a knee replacement and not have your income, that's one of the key triggers to mental health stress.
Well, we're visiting with Michelle Jackson, the AVP with Market Development with Unum, and we're talking mental health and the key findings of their survey, which is quite astounding. Michelle, before we wrap things up here, where can people go for more information?
They can go to unum.com/mental health and get the full report.
And again, what can employers and employees do to help ease that stigma associated with mental health issues? I know we touched on it a little bit, but as we wrap it up, I want to I want you to give them you know, some encouragement here.
There are three things that you could do today that would really make a difference. Make sure you've got that top-down support and that leadership at your employer is having those conversations around mental health and bringing it out into the open. Make sure you have mental health champions within your organization and have those healthy dialogues. And then make sure you give mental health as much attention as you give breast cancer or heart disease or diabetes.
Michelle Jackson, the AVP of Market Development with Unum, on Bill Martinez Live.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is our comeback time after all that's been done that we've been dragged through for the last couple of years. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Nancy Pelosi. She turns 79 today. And she does, you know, she is saying to her key committee overseers, hey, look at, you know, we need to assess, you know, what has happened here with this Mueller report and how we're going to tap dance around the findings after all of us said that for sure somebody was going to end up in jail, that there was collusion and obstruction of justice on behalf of the Trump administration. But the chips didn't fall in our direction here. So forget about Russia. We're not even going to talk about Russia anymore because that's going to remind everybody of all the things we said. What we're going to really focus on is the Democrats' policy agenda. And of course, I know people are going, you know, they've been so used, you know, Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters, they've been so fixated on invalidating a duly elected president and participating in this coup, this attempted coup that happened in our country. You talk about a true constitutional crisis. This is what we've gone through. But we can be grateful, I guess, after everything is said and done, that some things are still of some value to our country, and that is that the system did work. I mean, even though there was a loaded group of Democratic operative attorneys involved with a special counsel, they could find no collusion and no conspiracy. And so some want to part hairs because in legalese, they kind of leave it open a little bit, you know, to say, look, it's, you know, kind of much the same way, but maybe not so bad as James Comey did with Hillary Clinton in saying, well, you know, no plausible, you know, or no reasonable prosecutor would take on the case. And, of course, we found that out really quickly because Matt Whitaker, before he became the acting AG, was on it. And I asked him straightforward. I go, Matt, you're, you know, what I would regard as a reasonable prosecutor. Would you, you know, would you pick it up? He goes, oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. You know, we don't know what James Comey is is referring to here. That doesn't make sense other than, you know, trying to do what he can to, you know, protect Hillary Clinton. Of course, subsequently, we found out in his book that James Comey and The rest of the operatives there in the FBI said they didn't want to interfere with an election, which they were already doing. And they thought for sure that, hey, look, we're going after the future president, the heir apparent of the Oval Office here. So we need to tread very lightly. Well, so now here's the Dems with egg all over their face, but not only the Democrats, as we've been saying. And of course, there are some specific, Democrats out there like Adam Schiff, which they're, the president is asking and others are saying, he should not be a chair of his committee, that he needs to be removed and excused for all that he has been saying, in front of every camera he can get in front of with that smirk on his face saying, oh, he's got the goods. He's got proof, that we're going to find out. It's just a matter of time. He has seen the proof himself. He knows that it exists and the president is guilty as anything. Well, of course, now he's not. And so what's going to happen? And the mainstream media certainly is not going to call him out because the mainstream media is as guilty as Adam Schiff in running their, their prejudicial campaign. And so what's the damage here? What is the damage to the Republic? It is incredible, the damage that has taken place, because it's not only, what's happened here in our country, but overseas. What does it say? And of course, we can come out and say, look, we're not a third world country, that we're able to get to the truth. But yet there's still so much more of the truth yet to be exposed. And as we've been saying, is that clearly the tentacles of this whole ruse goes through Barack Obama's White House. It's his Justice Department. I mean, even in one of the texts, they said, hey, what's the deal here? That the president, himself wanted to be aware of everything, the stroke page interchange, and they wanted to be aware of it. Well, Adam Brandon is with us right now, and Adam, this is perfect to have you on right now to talk about, what is the next phase for the Democratic Party? I mean, after the Mueller report, I mean, this really puts their whole 2020 narrative into question, and talk about a loss of credibility. What are these guys going to do now? These guys, I say, guys, ladies and gentlemen, who have aspirations for the White House.
Big. Thanks for having me on. This is a big problem. I'd like to read you something one of my friends from college sent me. He's a Democrat lawyer in Boston, and he sent me this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but strong economy plus no collusion plus Dems that are way, way too far to the left equals the president is getting reelected. At least that's starting to feel that way to me. And that is from a diehard partisan Democrat. Love the guy, but right. That's from a diehard partisan Democrat. And I think this is really taking the wind out of their sails. And the other thing is, if you're someone like him and you've been watching CNN and MSNBC, how betrayed do you feel now?
Exactly. Well, and Ken, and I got to tell you, even the diehard Dems that I've spoken with, they're in denial still. I mean, they're going to require therapy. Because it's 2016 deja vu one more time again.
It really is. And I always think about, I'm a sports fan, and sometimes after that clock strikes zero and you lose by 1 point, it takes you weeks or even months to be like, oh, why didn't we get that one shot in? Or
exactly.
Why didn't the ref throw that flag? It's mm-hmm. over. The game
yes.
is over now. And
right.
we're moving on.
Exactly. And so, to your point, you've got this Democratic friend there in Boston, sending you a note. Well, James Carville, what did he say? And this was even before the pronouncement of the Mueller report. Did I get you? Are you still there?
Yeah, I couldn't hear what you said about James.
No. What I said was James Carville, even before the Mueller report, Adam, announced that, Trump was going to get a second term.
Well, I look at a lot of this is that you go back to like children's parables there. There's that one about the boy who, keeps crying about the sky is falling. The sky
right, exactly.
is falling.
Yes.
And if you look at what this Trump derangement syndrome has done to normally just honest libs, all they can see is that there's no way that Hillary Clinton lost that race. it had to be the Russian FSB and KGB working to overturn our system. And when they see that it isn't, wow, they don't know what to do. So now, I mean, this is so much about even just the fact that Hillary didn't get elected. Mm-hmm. But look, I think the real votes you're going to see, the people are in the middle, in a lot of Rust Belt and blue-collar folks, they want to move on to the business at hand, and the Democrats on the coast, they're going to continue to dig in on this story and want to do more impeachment, more of this or that. And I even noticed that Nancy Pelosi is backing away from that because she sees it's going to be a loser. But yes, how do you contain their left-wing fringe right now? They're absolutely out of their mind.
And she's had a hard time controlling them from day one anyway. In fact, I'd mentioned before you got on with us that she met with the key committee overseers and said, hey, look at, second gear. We got to change gears here. Don't talk about Russia. No more talk about Russia. We're going to focus on Democrats' policy agenda. And, of course, their next question is, what is that, our policy agenda? What would that be?
Well, for Nancy, I'm going to give a lot of credit to Nancy Pelosi. She got health care, her Obamacare entitlement through basically against her party's wishes because they knew how painful politically it would be. So she is one smart politician.
Right.
We have to be careful. So she knows that the overreach is a problem. But this is the other problem they're going to have with legislation is that they're pushing a Green New Deal. They're pushing moving the Electoral College, removing the Electoral College, kids voting at 16, Medicare for all. This is their agenda. But mm-hmm. She is right. The midterm election is about defense, especially if you're the incumbent party. But now mm-hmm. We're about offense. And we actually get the chance now to talk about all the things that President Trump has done under office. And I think one of the things I'm going to be pushing our Republican colleagues on in the Hill is, okay, now it's time for you to start talking about what free market health care would look like.
Exactly.
What continuing the tax cuts would look like. What you go down the list, what retirement security from our stance looks like. And let's have a clash of ideas. But unfortunately for Democrats, their clash of ideas is Donald Trump is the devil incarnate. But hey, no collusion with Russia, guys.
Well, without a doubt. The other thing, too, Adam, that's being under-considered here, and there is something happening on this whole abortion debate. In light of what happened in Albany and then in Virginia, talking about infanticide, justifying it, this is one of those parts. Mark my words, because there are things going on right now. We got a big movie coming out this Friday called Unplanned. It's the Abby Johnson story. And I had a chance.
Incredible movie. I got a free preview of it. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, and I did too last night. It is a powerful movie. And I think that combined with the Kermit Gosnell movie, other things, we just had Ray Comfort on. He's done a great piece on Seven Questions. Very provocative. There is some convergence going on here. And I don't think that everybody is quite willing to see that. I mean, we can look at what the Dems are proposing for 2020, lowering the voting ages, and say, packing the court and, eliminate the Electoral College. But I think this social issue of abortion after 60 million babies, I think the women particularly and families of America are saying enough, enough of this. And I think this is going to be a bigger issue.
Well, I can't agree with you more. 2020 is shaping up right now. It's almost like 2019, 2020
exactly.
Is going to be 1 year, but it's going to be a full sprint.
Got to leave it right there. Adam Brandon on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any